We just did 25,336, right?
Yeah, correct.
25,254. Morning, would you identify yourself for the record, sir?
Lieutenant Chris Romanello, Brantford Police.
Would you spell your last name, please?
Romanello.
Thank you. And Attorney Sherman?
Ralph Sherman, representing the appellate. Good morning.
Thank you. Lieutenant, a summary of your case?
On September 11, 2024, appellant was denied a pistol permit on the grounds of suitability. During the application review, the appellant revealed he had been previously arrested for the use of marijuana in 2021 twice, which was sustained and led to discipline. This was confirmed during our background investigation. That's it.
Thank you. A summary of your case, Attorney Sherman?
I'll pass. Thank you.
Lieutenant.
During the background investigation, after submission of the application, it was discovered that the appellant was disciplined for the use of marijuana in 2021. We followed up with that with an email during the background check, which was confirmed. That was not disclosed, was disclosed in the application. However, for suitability, drug use, the application was denied.
When you say, I think you use the word disciplined.
Yes.
By whom?
The U.S. military.
By the military. Would you like to cross-examine Attorney Sherman?
I would, please. This was a non-judicial punishment, correct?
Yes, both.
Okay, very good. Is it Brantford's opinion that this disqualifies him for a permit forever?
On this application, it is.
So if he were to reapply 20 years, Brantford would turn down because of this?
We'd have to go through the process again.
Are you aware of the appellant's current employment?
I am not.
Oh, so you're not aware that he's employed as a police officer almost the past year in the city of Bridgeport?
I am. Okay.
Would that change Brantford's position at all on the permit?
Could.
Okay. I mean, he's getting paid to carry a handgun every day professionally to protect the public. Okay. I guess I don't have any further questions.
Questions from the board?
Could you just clarify the nature of the discharge from the Army after the incident?
Oh, he'll testify about that. Oh,
okay.
You.
Does the appellant have a criminal record?
No. Not other than this, no.
Well, no. Is that just extrajudicial?
It shows up on the FBI.
Is it a criminal?
Yeah, it comes up in the criminal background investigation for collect, but.
As a conviction?
No, it's non-judicial.
Okay.
So it means he got a demotion, pay was withheld, that sort of thing.
I got it.
So it's not a criminal charge.
It shows up as a criminal charge, but how the military handles it, it's listed as non-judicial punishment.
So he's no criminal conviction?
Correct.
Okay. Do you know the drug involved?
Marijuana.
Other questions from the board? Attorney Sherman.
Well, I'd like to call the appellant, please. Tell the board, please, how old are you?
27.
And what is your current employment?
I'm a law enforcement officer with the city of Bridgeport.
That's a full-time job as a police officer?
Sir.
When did you start in Bridgeport, please?
June 9th, 2025.
So going on 1 year, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And were you drug tested to get that job?
Yes, sir.
And have you been drug tested since you got the job?
Yes.
And the results of those tests?
I'll come back clean.
previous employment, where did you work immediately before City of Bridgeport?
Sikorsky, Trump.
How long were you there?
From 23 till 25 last year.
Okay. Drug tested there also?
Regularly, say, twice every 6 months.
Okay, and the results?
All came back the same.
You were in the Army, correct?
Yes.
Would you tell the board, please, how did you end up getting these charges from the Army?
I came home for Christmas of 2020, and then I was hanging out with this crowd I used to hang out with, smoking marijuana. When I went back to Texas, I popped out for marijuana.
Much louder.
Yeah, it's hard to hear. There's the blower.
I went home for Christmas of 2020. And then I was with the wrong crowd. I don't talk to anymore. And then I smoked marijuana. And when I returned to Texas, January of 21, I failed the UA for marijuana.
You still use marijuana?
No.
When's the last time you smoked marijuana?
That incident.
So not since 21, is that right?
Sir.
And you still socialize with that same crowd?
No.
Since when?
I would say shortly after that part, I'd say like 21, 22.
Shortly after you got in trouble in the Army?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what action did the Army take, please?
The Army, my leadership decided to retain me, but they did not have the final say. I was not retained. I got out of January 22. And it was pretty scary. It was life-altering.
Life-altering? Why? Were you planning to make a career?
I was trying to make a career. I thought I ruined my life. And I had a second blessing with law enforcement, and I take it very serious.
How do you like your job as a police officer?
I'm starting to love it. So, you know, we deal with people mostly on their worst days, and having like discretion allows you to like really like see the moral basis and everything you take on. I believe people really change, put everything into it. I believe in second chance.
Thank you. I have nothing further.
Would you like to cross-examine the witness?
When did you get on in Bridgeport?
June 9th, 25.
Okay. So I just want to make a clarification that you were not a police officer at the time of this application?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Questions from the board?
Just one. When this was in, after your denial, you became a police officer.
Yes.
Did you happen to communicate that to Brantford by any chance? Just while this was pending? Just to see if, I'm just curious.
I did not.
Okay.
I don't know if it would alter anything.
No, I understand.
What kind of discharge did you have from the Army?
Under honorable conditions.
With honorable discharge?
But general under honorable conditions.
Yep, gotcha. Where do you live now?
Brantford.
Questions?
Yeah. I don't want to make too fine a point on this, but I think it needs some clarification. You received Article 15 non-judicial punishment.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now there are different levels of Article 15.
It wasn't field grade. It was a...
It wasn't field grade? Because the records we have said it was field grade.
It was field grade?
Yes.
Okay.
And you got a reduction in rank.
Yes.
Forfeiture of pain allowances.
Yes.
And correctional custody.
Yes.
And you got a general discharge, not an honorable discharge, a general discharge under honorable conditions.
Yes.
Which means that there was something in your record, obviously this, that kept you from getting a full honorable discharge.
Yes, sir.
And the form, when it says, were you discharged under less than honorable conditions, you see that you had an honorable discharge, and that's not exactly accurate.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Other questions from the board? Final argument?
Sure. This is, I'm sorry.
Final argument?
I'm sorry, I jumped ahead there.
Thank you. Well, I think the appellant's testimony speaks for itself. And he is carrying a gun every day professionally to protect public safety. So he's drug tested in this job. He was drug tested to get this job. He was drug tested in his previous job at Sikorsky, where they make things for the U.S. military. I think it's pretty clear that this thing from 5 years ago now, it's not an indicator of his current or his future behavior, and he's a suitable person. Thank you.
Lieutenant?
Matheson.
This is a denial by the Branford Police Department. The basis, the denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial was a 2021 non-judicial punishment for the use of marijuana while he was serving in the Army. The appellant is currently a police officer in the city of Bridgeport. He's 27 years old, became a police officer in June of 2025. From 2023 to 2025, he worked for Sikorsky Airport where he testified he was regularly drug tested and all those always came back negative.
Discussion from the board?
I'll just bring up it's required police officers are tested every recertification now, so he'll be retested every 3 years.
And I would...
As every other officer.
Yeah, and Bridgeport feels he is suitable to carry a handgun on duty every day. He can carry off-duty on his badge. He can purchase handguns and ammunition on his badge. He had to go through a psych, a polygraph, other things. Bridgeport's found him suitable to not only carry, but also be a police officer. So that's sort of which way I'll lean. And I believe if Branford maybe had been made aware, maybe he wouldn't be here today. I'm pretty sure. I think he was sort of caught off guard.
Voting, Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
Appellant.
Attorney Evangelisti.
Appellant.
Chief Rosensweig.
Appellant. And I wish you the best in your career.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Chair votes for the appellant also.
Thank you.